it's a format in order to be able to oversee, one, your data, and two, how you look at your IT operations. So the brief was centered around data governance, but really you have to have IT governance also in order to really execute properly.
Now, the brief focusing on data governance, but IT governance is also critical. Tell us why this matters.
It really is put you in a position so that you can make business decisions for not only your information, but all of your IT operations. And that's why it's really critical. As you go forward, as you look at how you are planning your IT activities, your information activities, and needing information to help you influence the outcomes of your business, of your operations, and also to make decisions on how things are going to go forward, particularly in your IT area, you need to have some sort of governance, i.e. some management, some understanding of that information.
And Mr. Fletcher, I want to bring in my co-anchor, Chris Dorabek, who's joining us a little bit late, but here he is. He was just making an appearance on News Channel 8 to talk about, well, we'll talk about that later.
Over Skype, no less.
Over Skype,
yeah.
No less.
Blowing my mind.
But I know Chris wants to get in on this conversation.
Well, and Mr. Fletcher, I want you to talk a little bit, because I know whenever you talk to folks outside the IT circle, and even some folks inside the IT circle, and you start talking about IT governance, I can see people making for the back doors and getting out as fast as they can. How as an IT organization, do you get folks, lead them to care about this stuff, to understand its importance?
Actually, they shouldn't. Really, all they want to do is get information that's relevant and useful to them. It's the IT's responsibility to help them discover where that information is and to provide it in a format or a method that they can understand it. So, really, I've fully understand those folks whose eyes glaze over when you talk about IT. All they really want is information. And that's what the challenge for the IT folks is to try to identify where that information is and provide it to the business executive. That's what our whole impact is. So it's kind of, that's why you need IT to help you with your strategic planning, with all of your activities as they go forward. So, and that's why we talk about governance.
So give folks, and we link to your report on federalnewsradio.com, but give folks a sense as to a peek into this and some of the recommendations that you make, because everyone's trying to figure out how to do this the right way. What kind of lessons have you learned?
Well, one of the lessons that that I've learned is that when you get into just identifying what your information is or what your baseline is for your operation, generally it doesn't exist when you get into a government situation. And so this is sort of a roadmap to help folks coming into an organization, or if they're there already, to help them identify how you want to get this information, how you want to categorize it, how you want to use it, and to create your baseline. Also with that, you would probably want to help put some metrics associated with this, like what is the expectation from the business standpoint for how you're going to use this information? What outcomes do you want to look at, and how do you want to provide or how do you want to use this information? All of those are generally lacking, and this is the whole purpose of this study is to kind of give, here's some structure, here's some methodology, here's some tools in which to help you define how you want to go forward.
Metrics, standardization, communication, and then implementation.
That's great.
That's
you're much better than I am at providing the formula.
So then, what should government? Thank you. What should government organizations be looking at then?
Well, as you say, first they got to identify it. know what they have, then put it in a format where they can get access to it, making and then aligning that to your business objectives.
Are there lessons learned out there? Are there people who are doing this particularly well? I know everyone is sort of, for obvious reasons, looking at the DC Chief Technology Officer, where they actually made data sets publicly available. Is that the kind of thing we're talking about here, or is it something above and beyond that?
Well, some of that is very useful, and you can approach it from a number of different ways. I think that there's a lot of redundant data that are out there, and they've been created in what they call stovepipes. I think that there's information that should be made available, and there's some that is required to be made available, but you can't make information available that's not supposed to be made available.
Right.
You don't want to make identity information available. So that's the fine line that government walks. A lot of this information should be made available, and just as much of it should not be made available because it's very sensitive information.
Steve Fletcher, go ahead.
So I think that is one of the challenges of government operations.